September 11th, 9/11, the phrase 9/11 will forever, I think, be connected, at least in our lifetimes, with September 11th, 2001. So people just refer to 9/11. You write the dates and on everything, on papers and everything. You know, today is 5/7/2015 or 9/8/2016. Are you allowed to write non-Jewish dates? Are you allowed to write, you know, lemisparum to their, you know, it's their counting system. So a lot of it was based on Avodah Zarah, and a lot of it is based on their savior. So according to that issue, are you allowed to count? Are you even allowed to say the phrase 2016 or 9/11? Are you allowed to refer to that or not? So Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Nun Vav in the Sif Aleph talks about, you know, the proper way to do when you go about your day to do business, certain types of rules when you're dealing with the world. And so the Gemara says, really, the Shulchan Aruch really says you shouldn't swear in the name of their gods. And the Ramah says, well, maybe nowadays we're mekel, but the Ramah, in the midst of his words, talks about a concept about mentioning the names of non-Jewish gods, and he says that's a violation of an Isser, and that's what the Ramah is talking about. So from there, we're going to build off, and we ask, are you allowed to mention 2016? Someone asks when your birthday is, you say, whatever, 1984. So are you allowed to say, that's the year I was born? Or is there an Isser for saying the year? So let's first deal with the year, then we'll deal with the date and the month. So the Maram Shik, in the Talmud of the Chesam Sofer, writes a tshuva in Tuf Resh Lamed Tes, what is that, 100 and something years ago, 150-ish years ago, 40 years ago, and he writes, question is, someone had the chutzpah to write, I guess the Hungarian or whatever the language he spoke, Hungarian language on a matzeva. He went against the Chevra Kedisha, didn't write in Hebrew, and he wrote the whole matzeva for the dead person. He wrote it in, I guess, Hungarian, or the Laz, or whatever they spoke. Sure enough, Hungarian. Sure enough, they ask the Maram Shik, is that the right thing? Can they knock down the matzeva? Can they break that this guy went against the Chevra Kedisha? Can they knock it down? So he writes three paragraphs why it's horrible to write a different language in Hebrew on a matzeva. It's breaking the Chevra Kedisha's rules. It's going against the Chevra Kedisha. However, at the last paragraph, he writes, there's another problem. They wrote the English, or whatever the date, whatever Hungarian date, you know, on the matzeva instead of the Hebrew dates. And he writes, says the Maram Shik, this that they wrote the years and the months, gam ken belashon laz, in their foreign language, ze avera kefula umechufelis. This is a double problem. De mispra chadashin lehem, their months, in other words, the secular months, January, February, March, eina mechuvanim lemispar b'nei Yisrael. It's not the same as the Jewish nations. Aye, and this that they ended off with the secular year, lemispar hanotzri, the counting of the notzri, right? Yeshu, you know, the Lord, and there who people think is the Lord, right? Ladaiti Yeshu, ze iser d'araisa. This is an iser d'araisa, because the pasuk says, v'shem Elokim acherim lo saskiru. You're now going to mention their gods, and the rabbi said, and the poskim, right, it's usher to say, oh, I'll meet you on the corner there by that church. You're not supposed to say the name of their god. Says the Maram Shik, it is absolutely usher to write the secular date 2016 on a matzeva over there, and therefore he suggests they knock down the matzeva, or they always, you know, I guess deface it, you know, graffiti it and cover it all up, but block out, you know, he says, I guess their types of graffiti was tit, you know, they'd smear it with the, you know, with the
lime,
right, to block up the date. Maram Shik says it's us to mention the name 2000, so the date of 2016.
But did they have to do with the name of their god?
So he says it's the counting. Shem Elkim Lo Saskiru means even if you don't actually mention their name, but you're referring to their god, therefore that is a problem. So when you say it's 2016, what's it 2016 to? It's 2000, well, a common error, but they say AC. right? After Yashka. Right. So if they say after Yashka, when you say, oh, it's 2016, you're mentioning their God. Total problem, says the Maharam Shem. Do we pass in that way? Do you have to change all your dates, everything, your birth certificate, everything? So, Baruch Hashem, there's some etir. So the Tzitz Eliezer says, this Maharam Shik is only problematic, is only talking about if you write 2016 to Yashka. In other words, only if you write AC. If you're writing what it is to, then that's a problem. But if you just write 2016 Stam, you just write that term, the Maharam Shik would be totally okay with that. The problem is when you tie it back to what it's referring to. And he says that Tzitz Eliezer, if you just write it Stam, it's not a problem. He brings an Aruch HaShulchan by Hilchis Gittin about when on Gittin they used to write to the kingdom that they were in. And there was a whole discussion, are you allowed to write to the kingdom or not the kingdom? Can you write the date of this king, Alexandrus Mokdon? Can you write this is the fifth year of his rule on the get? Says the Tzitz Eliezer, says the Aruch HaShulchan, if you write now a minyan umos, you write the year based on the secular calendar, hareza kosher, the get is good, but he says v'tzarchin, he's not sure. And so the Tzitz Eliezer says, the Aruch HaShulchan only says tzarchin, because he didn't see anyone else say it. But the Aruch HaShulchan fully believes it's totally okay to write 2016 on a get, 2016 wherever you want, says the Tzitz
Eliezer.
I don't think so. I don't think we do. But he's saying if it did, it's fine. Seemingly there's not a problem about writing it. Says Rabbi Vadi Yosef in Yabi Omer, I believe, Gimel Tes, he says another hetter. He says they're wrong. If you count 2016, it's not to Yashka's death. That's not when he was, crucified. So you add up the thing, and he brings a lot of calculations. Even according to our Gemara, there's unclear exactly when Yashka actually lived. And they go through all the cheshbonos back and forth. So he says, they may even be wrong. He says, so the date, even if you think it's counting to Yashka, it's not really counting to his death. If that's the case, so then even when you say 2016, it's not really referring to him. It's really referring to our common calendar.
The way they used to always refer to it years ago, they put the year of our Lord, let's say 1850.
But they're wrong. And so that's what he says.
That's how they always...
So Rabbi Vadia has all these cheshbonos. He goes through the Gemara's different back and forth when Yashka actually lived and when he was killed. It's not so clear if Yeshua ben Prachya had another Talmud named Yeshu or if that was referring to Yashka. And therefore he says it's not so clear. Says Rabbi Vadia, since the cheshbon is wrong, it's totally okay to write 2016. This comes out, part one, 2016 seems to be okay according to the Aruch HaShulchan, according to the Tzitz Eliezer, according to Rabbi Vadi Yosef, totally okay to write 2016. According to the Maharam Shik, you may have a problem, but these poskim seem to say it would be fine, even according to the Maharam Shik, as long as you just say 2016 and not AC. Fine. Well, what about the mumps? So what about 9/11? What is 9/11? Is that a violation of something else? So says the Tshuvas Van Hoggis, in Chilek Aleph Tuf Lamed, he writes, are you allowed to write on our Shtaros the English date? And even, it's a Hebrew Sefer, but he has 8/8. He writes that in English, with the numbers. He writes 8/8. Are you allowed to say, let's say, the 8th month, July 8th, are you allowed to write 8/8 or not? So we, August, that would be a problem, right? 8/8 is August, so 8/8. So Kevin, so he says, what's the problem? Our first month, Achodesh Azelachem, Rosh Chodeshim, is what?
Nisan.
So when you write 8/8, you're violating the pasuk of Achodesh Azelachem. That's what he quotes from Harat Lechem Apanin Me'arav Mi'Bulgaria, Zatzal. He says the Tshuva Svan August, he says, I don't get it at all. He says the only time that you have a chiyuv to say Nisan is the first month, if you're talking about the lunar calendar. So when you're referring to the moon, so you can't say, you can't come up and say, you know what? I think Av is the first month. So then you're in Russia, because the Torah says Nisan is the first month. But when you're talking about the solar calendar, you're talking about a different calendar, you can say whatever you want, because that's not what the Pasuk HaChodesh HaZelachem is talking about. He says it's Tshuvas Svan Hoggis, he has no idea what it's talking about. He says, what's the problem?
According to that, what you just said, you
maybe the year as well. Correct. He's focused a little bit more on the month, but you're right. But he says, he says, write whatever you want. And he says, even though the Chassam Sofer says it's a special mitzvah to say HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, you should always refer to the Hebrew months, he says that's beautiful, so you should always do that as well. But there's no problem to say the secular months. And he says, Al Kain Mutter Litzayin B'michtav, you're allowed to write on any letter, Lach L'Kosev Chekim Ushtaros, on checks and shtaros, L'Tashkim L'Ashkoros, O'Skiris Chanesh L'Fichad Hashem, you could write to their months. And listen to this. He says, V'chein Sipur Li Marana Griz, the Brisker of, Sh'Oviv Agrach Mi Brisk, Reb Chaim, you know, pretty machmir, Reb Chaim used to write when he would pay back a Jew, Skiris, he would pay the Skiris L'Fi the Goyish months. That's what he says. Says there, but then he goes on, it's nice to write the Hebrew months as well, but he says there's no issur to write these secular months. To write, let's say, 9/11 would be no problem at all. He doesn't distinguish between, is it better to write August 8th, or should you write 8/8? Which one is better, which one is worse, does it make a difference? Chuvas van August seems to say they're both okay. Comes along the Tzitz, the Yabia Omer and the Tzitz Eliezer, the same tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer, has a machlokas with Rabbi Avadi Yosef, Sfardim versus Ashkenazim. No, Sfardim versus Ashkenazim, which is better to write? Is it better to write 8/8 or August 8th? So Rabbi Avadi says that it's better to say the shame of the month. It's better to say August 8th. You know why? Because when you say August 8th, you're not really counting. It's, you get rid of the problem. You're not counting a system to a non-Nisan month. In other words, I'm not saying this is the 8th month and I'm breaking the, because Nisan is supposed to be the first month. So if you just say August 8th, okay, so you're referring to the month of August, but you're not violating the counting to Nisan. So Rabbi Avadi says it's much better to say August 8th. Says it Tzitz Eliezer, he says no way. He says, Vanika Safti, oh, I wrote to Rabbi Avadi Yosef, that no, the opposite. To Lafi Daiti, Lahazkir Bimafurish, Shemos Achadoshim Lahem, who Yosir Garua, to say the name August, that's based on a Goyisha king. He says to say August, that's much worse, he told Rabbi Avadia, than to say, you know, than to say a number, right? So Rabbi Avadia says it's better to say August, says the Tzitz Eliezer, it's much better to say 8/8, and that would be the way to go. Halacha Lamais, it seems it's okay to say 9/11, but probably it's better to say, I don't remember exactly what date. What date? Does anyone know the Hebrew date that 9/11/2001 came out on? Yes. Yeah, you know the date though?
Shabbat.
Huh?
Shabbat.
It was what?
Shabbat.
No.
It was 3 days before.
I don't know, it was a few days before Hashanah. Probably the best is you should say 9/11, which was Chavav Te'el, whatever it was, right? So that's probably the best way to go.
12/27.
Yeah, whatever. That's the best way to do it. That would be the best way to do it. You don't say all the times. Shkai.